Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
This is a test of the emergency podcast system. Podcasters in your area have volunteered to perform this test. However, this test is annoying and typically interrupts live sporting events and now live recorded radio. To avoid this test of the emergency podcast system, shop Amazon today and forevermore through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. If you fail in doing so, this test will be performed during all your favorite TV shows and radio shows every 5 minutes. No one wants that. Shop Amazon. This concludes this test of the emergency podcast system. Don't make us repeat this test. No one likes this test.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, hello. I said hello.
Hey.
Hi, I guess.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who lays awake at night wondering why it is called boob sweat and not humidititties.
I see what you did there.
Wow.
I see what you did there.
Wow. Wow.
That was a stretch, wasn't it?
That's a zinger.
That was a stretch. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, now, boys.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm a man.
All right, men.
I'm
men.
A boy.
Men are men. The women are men. The children are men. Men. We were talking about Christmas music last week and how it's short and how there's nothing new and nothing really inventive or things like that. You know, you remember that conversation, right?
I do remember that conversation.
I recall it.
Do both of you have the itis right now?
No, yes. I am fine.
I do.
I remember that conversation vividly.
I hate both of you right now. Here's the backstory. Sidebar, everybody, boys and girls, those of you in Fat Guy Radio Show land. The big guy cooked for everybody tonight and brought it to the studio. I made everybody pulled pork barbecue sliders, and they were delicious.
Yes.
Now what I'm experiencing is a replay of the Sleepy Time tea show.
No, you're not.
Where both of these rubes have now gotten the itis, and they want to go to sleep because I fed them, and they feel good, and their bellies are full.
I am wide awake.
I'm tired.
I've never been more awake in my life.
But I had a long day, though.
This man is lying.
I had a long day, so that chalk it up to that. And the food, though.
I had a long day as well.
The food was great. You're more accustomed to it. I'm not. I'm lazy. I don't do that much in a day.
Oh. Hmm.
I do a lot in a day.
I don't do a lot in a day.
I do a lot a day. I built Rome.
In a day?
In a day.
All right.
Rome would have kicked your black.
Hey. You want to? I have a riddle and a question for you.
Yes. I will entertain a riddle
and a
question.
What's the difference between D.A. and Simba?
What is the difference between D.A. and Simba?
Simba's light skin?
You want an answer?
Yes.
Simba is an African lion. D.A. is a lion African.
That's not funny.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that's not funny.
No. You know what? I'm sorry that was horrible, but see, I have a problem with getting jokes because number one, see, when I was younger, I was shot out of a cannon. Why you take a drink?
I didn't know this was going to be a spit take. I thought it was going to be a silent one.
I was shot out of a cannon.
He took another drink too.
Drink.
I'm still thirsty.
Stop being
okay. Okay.
I'm doing the bit.
Go ahead. You were what?
See, I was shot out of a cannon when I was younger, and I landed wrong?
Did you land wrong?
I watched that bit. I didn't
that
laugh.
That is such an inside joke. I am so sorry for everyone that is
I'm
watching.
I'm sorry. I have carpal tunnel in both my legs.
But, you know, and it was until I make river clams
that I thought, you know what? I could do it.
Okay.
I could do it.
This is horrible broadcasting. All right, folks, we got to clue you in. All right, so the John Legend special that aired this past week was a scene with the lady from, what was it?
Aquafina.
Aquafina?
No. Dasani. That's her name.
Yeah. Dasani Water was on the show and John Legend, and there was this scene where there was the only funniest scene ever. And I don't know who that Asian lady was, but that was her lines and her joke. So go back. It's on NBC. You can watch it on the NBC app, but it's the John Legend and on Hulu. It's the John Legend Christmas special. And it's that scene. And I don't know. You know what? If you don't get to it, it might be next week's opener.
Oh, we should totally do that.
It might be next week's opener. We can't get to music now.
Why?
We didn't talk through the whole opener.
Well, it was on the same vein that you were talking about, how we were talking about how there's no new Christmas music.
True. So Amazon must have heard, thank you, DA, Amazon must have heard our plea, because there was a lot of pleaing going on this week. Mm. Not pleaing, pleaing. Mm. There was a lot of pleaing going on this week, and Amazon must have heard us.
What they hear.
And they put out a new holiday music section on the Amazon music app, and it's all Amazon originals. And I wanted to play a couple of them for you guys to see if you liked it. And so we could play like Wreath or Reek.
Oh, because Reek. Or Reek. Got it.
Wreath or Reek.
Gotcha.
All right. So this first one is called I Miss You Christmas. I Miss Spending Christmas With You by Joshua Headley.
All right.
I Miss You Christmas by Joshua Headley. Oh. Okay, maybe.
It's a country?
I didn't expect this. This is an original.
Yeah,
Amazon.
Let it come in. Let it come in.
Let's give it a little bit. Amazon original, I Miss Spending Christmas With You.
No season's greetings, no holiday cheer. No wrapping presents, no hat.
Wreath.
Oh, of course, little D would send me a text message.
All over the house.
Wreath.
Nobody's stirring, not even a mouse.
You're giving that a wreath.
Phone isn't ringing.
Where are you at?
Do you hear that?
Where are you at? Look, DT.
If you would call me.
See, that's a wreath. That's a wreath. That's a double wreath.
That's a wreath. All right, Joshua Henley, I Miss Spending Christmas With You is a wreath. Okay, let's go to this one by Molly Tuttle. God, I can't. Shut up.
And holy not, moly, donut shot.
I can't read. I can't.
Holy moly.
Oh, that makes them
which
laugh.
Which is a Christmas movie.
It is.
That makes them laugh, but when I was shot out of a cannon and landed wrong, don't holy make them laugh.
Holy donut
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, say it with me, guys.
Holy moly, donut shot. Free bear call for lunch.
I'm out on this one.
Friday after next.
Molly Tuttle, Old Trains. Old Toy Trains off of Amazon original Christmas music. And you can find these songs on the Amazon Music app if you are a Prime member. Give it a little bit of Molly Tuttle here to sing for you.
I like it.
Old Toy Trains.
Old Toy Trains.
Reek! They're Reek!
Easy, Reek.
Sorry, Molly. Oh, we didn't even get past that one. All right, here we go.
Before you go on that one, Absalon Facebook said Reek to
Reek,
the first one.
Reek,
to the first one, I believe.
To the first one. Okay, yeah. Reek.
With the Absalon Delta?
Yeah. yeah.
All right, here we go. This name sounds familiar. I don't know why it's an Amazon original, but Aloe Black?
Oh, yeah, Aloe Black.
Oh, Aloe Black. I'm the man. Yeah. I'm the
right.
Man.
Okay, well, he released Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
How's that even original?
It's an Amazon original. I guess it's only exclusively available on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Through the Amazon Instant.
And bootleg.
All right, here we go. Oh.
Three. already.
Oh, Allo Black, Feliz Navidad.
Yo, you hear the bells, little cowbell?
Well, DT's not punching it up for us to help us feel it or anything, and then bringing it down when we talk. No, why do that? That's actually producing the show. Feliz Navidad.
He ain't even gotta say nothing.
Allo Black.
It's a reach.
Whoa, Feliz Navidad.
And now with a salsa. That's a reef. That's a reef.
That's reef?
That's a
you
reef.
You getting that a reef?
I'm bumping this on the way home.
DT, you giving it a reef?
Aretha Franklin.
No, reef or reek?
I said Aretha Franklin. Franklin.
It's coding.
All right. So we got a little bit of Allo Black.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's
that's change. Allo Super Black.
Okay. Let's change it up a little bit.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
This next one is Zat You Santa Claus.
Zat You.
Z-A-T You Santa Claus.
That's black. That's super black too.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you?
By St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Is that you, Santa Claus? By St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Breathe.
You know why I like this? I like anything with horns in it.
Okay.
It's got horns in it. I'm all in.
This one's cool.
All right. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Kind of sounds like CeeLo.
A little bit it does.
I can give you that.
All right. This one, I don't know if he's... this one's called Conrad... Yes, Conrad Sewell, Last Christmas.
Is that you, Conrad Santa Claus?
Oh.
Horns.
This one's going out to one Southern Belle, Lady K, because it's all about the last Christmas with you, Conrad Sewell. Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
What?
The very next day.
This is Michael Jackson.
Gave it away.
Come on.
This year. Save it from tears.
I might have to take my dedication back.
Like Tito?
I gave you my heart, but the very next day.
Is that Michael?
No, it's
coming in the Honda.
Am I tripping or does that sound like Michael though?
It does sound like Michael, but it's not. Oh, damn it. Of course. Oh, I keep hitting it and it, sorry.
Hey girl, I just want to let you know I didn't die. Fentanyl can keep me down.
And I still got the fentanyl too.
He looks like he would sound like this too. Alright, so with that being said, the question begs, wreath or week? Wreath.
I got you.
D.A.?
I'm going to have to say Reek, only because he sounds like Michael, and I know it's not Michael. It's an artificial Michael.
Okay, and I'm going to go with Reek as well. Mm. And Dite?
Oh, now I feel like the all man out because I thought it was Aretha.
Aretha what?
Aretha Franklin.
Just start the show. Good Lord. Yeah, that button's there. Uh-huh.
Yep.
You're going to hit that button. There it is.
That Guy Radio Show.
Pathogen is coccidioidomycosis.
Valley fever?
It was picked up in the scanner in the discharge vent at Mr. Addy's station.
What's valley fever?
It's a fungus that can lead to pneumonia, meningitis, spontaneous abortion, death.
The alarm sounded shortly after Mr. Addy cut into a human bone. That must have been the source.
Was he following autopsy protocol?
Of course. However...
I was drinking an eggnog.
And now he's there with you breathing the same air.
Hey, I got into the decontamination shower with Zach. Haven't I been through enough hell?
Is he contagious?
Dr. Hodgins may have inhaled the spores, yes.
Okay, it must suck to be Hodgins right now, but the rest of us, we didn't inhale, so it's okay that I go, right?
Dr. Hodgins may have exhaled the spores all over us.
We have no choice but to impose quarantine. Valley fever can be fatal, and we can't risk a pandemic. Just calm down and let us handle things from this side.
Anyone besides me worried that a guy dressed like Santa is in charge?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, you know what? If this is fatal, I will shoot both of you.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fat medics. This is Fat Guy Radio Showdy Woldy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel the DT Taylor.
It's me.
And Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
For our live stream viewers, we welcome your interaction. Comment on Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments too at Fat Guy Radio Show as well. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. We love to chill with you all week long, so search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon. It is the holiday season, folks. Oh my gosh, let Amazon bring Christmas to you. It's also Hanukkah, and Amazon, through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com, can get you those Hanukkah gifts in time for the lighting of the menorah. Get started today at fatguyradioshow.com. Click the Amazon banner, and we thank you. And remember to do all of your holiday shopping and non-holiday shopping through the portal on fatguyradioshow.com, and we thank you so very much. I knew that there was going to be a dead spot right there, boys. I need you to go with me
that
today.
That was professional.
I'm working hard. I'm working uphill right now. Go with me.
That was professional.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Except for that big-ass pregnant pause there. Okay. What we've learned today, ladies and gentlemen, is not to feed the staff before we go on air.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I always don't talk after the commercial break because I'm doing my job with the levels. That's DA's job.
Nah, I sit here and look cute.
No, you're the co-host. So co-host some stuff. I almost dropped an S-bomb right now.
You should have.
I wasn't because I don't want a diaper.
It would have got your point across, but now I don't get your point.
Because he didn't cuss, you don't get his point.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what we're here for, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is going to be fun. I can already feel it. We've got a packed show for you today. No little D tonight. Thank God. First off, I don't know why, but here we go again with the effing death reel. We only do the big important ones here on Fat Guy Radio Show because I don't know the less important ones.
Yeah, my drug dealer died. What?
We don't know about your drug dealer.
Dang, what happened?
We lost another president. President George H.W. Bush.
Was he in the drive-by too?
He was not in the drive-by. He was in the presidential office, or also known now as Trump Tower. We lost President Bush, George H.W. Bush, safe home to what? Number president was he? Do you know?
41.
He's lying. He's not 41.
He was 40. Reagan was 40.
George W.
Oh, George W.
No, George Herbert Walker Bush.
41.
The original Bush.
41. Reagan was 40, and Bush was right after him.
Okay. Well, safe home to him. He's gone. It of course.
He's fact checking.
Yeah,
I'm the fact checker.
I had the feeling that 2016.
This dude doesn't know his facts.
Nah,
it went 36. Richard Nixon.
36. Why are you going back so far?
37 was Ronald Reagan.
37 was not Ronald Reagan.
And 38 was Gerald Ford.
What?
And 39 was George H.W. Bush.
So you're off by two.
No, that's not correct. You're telling me that Gerald Ford served after Ronald Reagan. That's what you just said. That's not correct. I call shenanigans.
So looking at the list right now.
So what do you have to substantiate your allegations of shenanigans?
I guess for the fact that Reagan was president in the 80s.
You're saying that based off of what?
I guess history?
Off whose history? Just out of the top of your head?
The white man's history.
You're basing it off the top of your head?
No, the white man's history. I learned in school. Hold on.
This list,
we have this a renege right now. Go ahead, correct yourself.
This list has two different orders. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
But on the second order, it shows this other thing, and it says
Reagan
was 40 and George H.W. Bush was 41st.
Cool. Continue, Corey.
And Ford was 38th.
Yeah, like way before Reagan.
It's only two. Calm down.
Two.
Only two.
Which could be 16 years.
Still, it's only two.
Correct. You're right. This time, you're right.
So President Bush died.
He did.
You know what they said? People are dying these days and they died before.
What?
So he's dead. I think I kind of get the feeling, DT. I don't know how you feel, that 2016 might be trying to finish off 2018 like it went out.
It probably might be.
There's a lot of people dying. And here's the thing. It's a lot of politicians dying.
Ooh.
McCain.
Yeah. Trump. Too soon.
The wrong ones are dying. But in true Bush style. You know how when W and Michelle Obama attended McCain's funeral, there was that whole little cute moment between Michelle handing Bush a little hard candy in the middle of the rotunda in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when Bush came into the services for his father this week, he shook the hands with Trump and he tried to get Melania out of her coma. And then he shook the hands of Barack. And then when he went to shake the hands with Michelle, he handed her a piece of hard candy.
Yep.
That was, I don't know why, but that moment just kind of touched me in my nether dunder gerser.
So let's just pretend that you're Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
Oh, my impression was so much better. Anyways, okay. So you're Barack Obama.
I am Barack Obama. Hi, everybody. Barack Obama here.
Are you getting jealous of another man giving your wife hard candy every time he sees her?
Hell no, because check this out. You Barack, number one, look at Barack Obama. Barack is holding it down. Michelle Obama ain't going nowhere. Barack look like he is putting heels to Jesus very well.
I'm not going to deny that.
Michelle ain't going nowhere.
I'm not
going
to deny that.
You know what I mean? She looks, Michelle has an aura of her that just proves that Barack Hussein Obama is taking care of business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He just looked like, I'll just say that when Barack walks into the marital bed with Michelle, mm-hmm. I got a feeling might be going on.
Mm. What, Red Dead Redemption 2?
Trojan Man.
I don't know how clearer I can make that to him without saying it and getting kicked
horse
off.
Johnson.
He has a dead arm.
Yes, he has a dead arm. Correct. When Barack Obama
has a dead arm between his legs.
Okay, thank you very much. Trey is listening right now. We've got a baby listener listening. Trey is listening, so shout out to Trey.
Hi, Trey.
He is Little Prince K.
Little Prince K.
Oh, okay.
Lady K is little guy. So.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hello, shout out to Trey.
So I guess we got to clean
Trey.
It up.
No, we got to clean it up. Trey, time to go to bed, son. Oh, all right. Here. Reset. Okay.
Remix.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
People
is
dying. Streams is dying. Everything's dying.
2016 reached in and killed our stream.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, I hate my life right now. Well, we're back. We're back live. Welcome to part two of Fat Guy Radio.
The deuce.
Hey, that's, you know what? The deuce.
I gotta take one.
Fat Guy Radio Show. The Deuce.
The Deuce. All right. We're back. We're back, lady. Okay, Lady K. We're back. We're back.
Funny about the Deuce. I was actually looking at getting, what do you call it? With the water?
A bidet?
A bidet.
A bidet.
Yeah. You would. Yeah.
I said bidet. All right. So let's get to the thing that I really wanted to talk about. And hopefully we will have an eloquent conversation about this, because it's the biggest thing out there that's going on right now.
The Dwight Howard thing. Let's go.
No, not the Dwight Howard thing.
Oh,
close, but no cigar.
Well, before you do that, can we take a quick break?
We just got back.
Oh, my gosh, because it's throwing the timing way off.
All right. So you want to take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break, because I have a feeling I know what you're talking about right now.
Uh-huh. I hope so.
And I want to give you the time, and I don't want to cut you off.
Okay. Very good. Well, we will do that. We'll take a quick break right now, even though we just literally reset, folks. But don't worry about that, because we're consummate professionals.
Hi, Ashley off the Facebook.
And I won't cry on camera. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Only a hippopotamus will do. Fat Guy Radio Show, this is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show, because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to FatGuyRadioShow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone, and she done something, and it went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting that all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family Feud aside, what I think
Family
you should...
Family Feud, do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you tried...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. It's just so fabulous. Just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom, Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, it's just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this show.
Thanks for calling.
We are sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Really sorry.
Sorry.
We'll never do it again.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Target. Target! Who doesn't love Target?
I love them.
I love Target too. They didn't send us the read until 5 minutes before the show started, so I'm going to my email to find it. Thank you, Target. Target. On Monday, beginning Monday, December 10th, is Green Monday, and Target is featuring a number of excellent one-day deals in addition to their already existing promotions. We're talking 30% off Wild Fable, 30% off women's shoes, 30% off kids, toddler, and baby apparel, 30% off home items, 30% off furniture, and 30% off select patio items. And don't forget to get your orders in through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target in the next couple of days in order for Christmas delivery. For these great deals and more, click the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or directly at Target. I want to go home. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. It's over.
You got this.
It's over.
You got this.
Fighting effing. I will never cook for you guys ever again. I'm going to find a way to blame this all on you two.
You're going to cook again.
Why? Like, how are you going to blame this on us?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm going to figure it out somehow.
Just because we ate everything I've been doing since I was born.
Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Is in the news, yet quiet on social media, but in the news. And for those of you that have been sleeping under a rock or not sleeping under a rock. That's unfair to say. But people that have are listening to us in other countries, clearly, as Facebook just proven to us that we are seen in other countries when they turned it off. The Voice.
This is The Voice!
NBC's The Voice. I am a Voice watcher, and we are familiar with The Voice because it was the voice that we got Chris Blue. Ooh. Hoping that he was going to be putting stones to Alicia Keys.
But he didn't.
When he won The Voice. And that's how familiar, that's how far I go back with The Voice. I haven't been with it the whole time, you know, because I've never been one of those singing competition watchers, but I'm in.
I love that show.
And I'm in again on The Voice this season as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's been, when the start of the season, DT, I don't know if you remember or not, but I said, no one really jumps out to me as a big star.
No, I remember you saying that.
You know?
I remember that.
And still no one does. Mm. But that doesn't mean that there ain't some good controversy going on right now.
Oh, okay? What?
Tuesday, they're in the elimination process where they have the Monday live show and the Tuesday elimination show.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody performs live. I think they're down to like the final 12, and then they got down to the final 10. And then now I think they're in the final 8 or something like that, or somewhere in that nature. I don't know. Well, on Tuesday, there was the bottom three, and how that works, for those of you that don't know, there's the bottom three in this singing competition, and they have to perform a song, and then they open up the instant save window where people tweet instant save, hashtag instant save, and that their artist's name, and then they can retweet it and all those count, and you get like a 10-minute window live on the air for that to happen. Now, here's one thing that's really interesting about the West Coast. We don't really get to participate in that too much.
Because it's pre-recorded?
Even though the show broadcast from L.A., they are live Eastern time. The West Coast gets the replay.
That's stupid.
I don't know why that is, but the West Coast gets the replay.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It has always been. So we're never. So what they tell you to do is they tell you to follow them on Instagram and follow them on Twitter so you can get the alerts to tell you when it's time to vote.
Wow.
But if you haven't seen the performances, how do you know how to vote?
By bias.
I guess so. You just have to vote for your favorite artist to hope life. that you want to get through. So the bottom three happened on Tuesday, and Adam Levine has two contestants left in the running, while everybody else has three, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. And the judges this year are, of course, Blake Shelton, Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine.
They got Jennifer Hudson for this season?
She came back.
Oh, it's going to be good.
She came back. So Adam Levine's two remaining contestants were two of the bottom three, which was the DeAndre. Not DeAndre Payton, not the basketball player. DeAndre Nico and Reagan Strange.
Oh, that's strange.
Were the two that are in the bottom.
I've seen Stranger Things.
Stranger Things happened on The Voice this past Tuesday.
Oh, speak on it.
So once the final three perform, the Carson Daly, the host, you know, goes to the coach and asks them for encouraging words and to make a plea for the listeners to live tweet and save a person.
Okay.
All right. Tuesday night, Reagan Strange fell ill and couldn't perform.
Mm. Oh, no.
But she was in the bottom three.
Yes.
So the only one that could perform was DeAndre Nico.
Oh, man, the Demogorgon Nico.
So the Demogorgon Nico gets up there and sings a song called The Upside Down. No, he gets up there and he sings a John Legend song and blows it away.
Ooh.
Right? So then, before the instant save window is open, they go to Adam and ask, you know, Adam was supposed to go to bat for DeAndre Nico.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Adam goes to bat for Reagan Strange instead, who wasn't able to perform in the instant, to be saved in the instant save.
Let me ask you this real quick before you go, just to make sure that everything is understood. There's three that could have been instant saved.
There are three bottom contestants. One would have won the instant save.
Okay.
Only one would have won. So it was two of Adam Levine's contestants, both, everyone left, and then one one guy off of Blake Shelton's team who should have been gone 3 weeks
ago. And Blake Shelton's that guy, he didn't perform either?
No, he performed.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
he performed.
Okay.
So everybody performed.
So one person's getting eliminated, though, for sure.
One person, no, two are getting eliminated. Okay. One is okay. getting saved.
Oh, wow.
So then what's the instant save?
The instant save is that, the instant that save of one of the saved. Three.
That makes no sense because it's not instant. It's a voting. You get to vote to save somebody. It's not an instant save.
Well, it's
an instant save should be that button that they do when they're like, oh, I'm going to save you instantly. That's what the whole word instant means.
That's very true. Thank you for waking up. It's not the instant save like as an instant oatmeal is ready in a minute.
Or
it's the instant save where... You vote. It's the voting window is only 10 minutes long versus the 24-hour voting window for the whole entire show.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's why they call it the instant, the Quaker Oats instant save.
They should call it the Quaker Oats quick save.
Quick save.
Because it's quick. It's not instant. It's quick.
Quick. Just how I wish this show was. The quick save. So DeAndre Nico is standing on stage next to Carson Daly, and Carson goes to Adam to look for encouraging words and a plea to America to save DeAndre Nico. And Adam Levine talks about Reagan Strange, who didn't perform to save herself, but did equally earn herself a position in the bottom three and was sitting in the audience in a robe.
What, in a robe?
In a robe, because she couldn't perform. She wasn't feeling very well.
So what's with the robe?
I don't know. They just put that on her because I guess she didn't have nothing else to wear. Because, you know, they take all your clothes away from you and turn you into a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
So they just gave her a robe. So she's sitting there looking sad and pathetic because she couldn't perform and she was the final in the bottom three.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, the big controversy, of course, now that you're all caught up, the big controversy is, of course, that Adam Levine basically... how I put it on my blog, Judas kissed DeAndre Nico for Reagan Strange.
Mm.
Basically claiming that, you know, saying that things like Reagan can't fight for herself, so I'm going to fight for her instead of fighting for DeAndre, who just performed his heart out to stay on the show.
Yeah.
And the Twitterverse and social media has exploded with reaction to Adam Levine's blatant F you, man, get off my team, get off the show to DeAndre Nico.
Okay.
And everybody has had their own opinion to it. Now, I'm watching it a couple of hours after it aired on the West Coast because I watch it on the DVR so I can fly through the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and literally as it's unfolding, I'm like, wait, Reagan didn't perform. She can't sing, or no one really knows what was wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Adam pleading for her instead of DeAndre Nico, who has been working his ass off to stay on the show? He was in the bottom three the week before and fought his way out.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the bottom three again. And I believe if the votes would have landed the way that the votes should have landed, DeAndre would have sent Reagan and that other country kid home, and he would have made it out of the bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes, that's just my opinion. When it comes to talent,
yeah,
you know what I mean. But the big thing is that Adam completely railroaded his own contestant for another contestant. Basically, played favorites,
pretty much
with Reagan over DeAndre, and it literally pissed me off. Because I'm thinking to myself, that's your team, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so on my blog, those of you that want to read it, it's at afterthelevels.com. My blog, I put one line on there that said, any betting man would know, you don't put your money on the horse sleeping in the stable. You put your money on the horse currently running the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which kind of seemed like that's what Adam was doing, was saying to DeAndre, and he tried to do it in an eloquent way. Saying to DeAndre, basically, bro, Reagan's better than you. I want her on my team, not you.
Yeah.
So America, don't vote for DeAndre. Vote for Reagan. And this is what really sticks in the craw. That plea and what Adam did came seconds before the instant save window opened.
Okay.
So everybody went into voting with that in mind.
So how did it end up?
The final results were the country boy was sent home,
mm-hmm.
and you could watch the instant save voting meter on the screen while mm-hmm. it's voting. It was, they were separated by 1% the entire time.
Dang.
The last graphic that was up, it was 38% Reagan, 37% DeAndre.
Dang.
5% for the country boy.
Dang.
Who should have been gone 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they took the graphic out and that's how it ended. How the show actually ended, Reagan ended up being saved, even though she didn't perform at all.
Mm.
But she was saved based off of Adam and yeah. what Adam did.
Well, she was saved off of America voting, correct?
She was saved off of America tweeting in.
But however, if America felt so compelled to put DeAndre back in, he would have been back in. He can make a plea. He can't tell people what to do, though.
But do you think, but he made a plea, but his plea wasn't even for DeAndre. So yeah, I see what you're saying, but Adam had a player standing right there in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Adam go to bat for DeAndre and then have a mention of Reagan?
Yeah.
But instead, he completely circumvented DeAndre's performance and said, save Reagan.
Did he completely circumvent it, though?
I don't think he handled it very well. He did not handle it in a way that was complimentary to DeAndre.
Maybe he didn't like the performance.
He didn't handle it in a way that was completely uncomplimentary to DeAndre, yeah. though. I actually watched the video of it.
Yeah.
And after reading your blog, I come to the grips that Corey is a big Adam Levine hater.
Is that what it is? No!
I feel like Corey just... hates Adam Levine.
How do you feel about Maroon 5?
No, I love Maroon 5. I've loved Adam Levine. This is the only moment in Adam Levine's entire career
mm-hmm.
that really shook my foundation of being a fan of his because of the way he handled that. Now, I don't know. I can't say what the proper way would have been to handle it.
Yeah.
But you got a dude that's fighting. Now, here's the thing. I was reading some internet articles
mm-hmm.
that may or may not be factual or not. But a lot of it said that Reagan Strange's illness was psychological. She was overworked. She was exhausted. She mm-hmm. was tired.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She had anxiety and whatnot.
Okay. So it's like a mental illness.
Yeah. This is the music industry.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot.
She already lost.
Let me pause you there, though. I watched his performance. It was good, but what if Adam Levine didn't think it was great? What if he thinks that Reagan has better vocals for his team and he didn't want DeAndre to lose the whole show?
If Adam believed that, then Adam, that's fine. Cause I'm sure that every coach on The Voice has their favorite singer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they do. They just don't vocalize it like that. What Adam should have done is Adam should have praised DeAndre for getting up there and singing that John Legend song.
He did.
Uh-huh. Did a good job with doing it.
Uh-huh. He did.
Encouraged America to vote for him and then mentioned Reagan.
Why encourage to vote for DeAndre if he didn't like the performance?
Well, it's not up to Adam liking or not liking the performance. It's up to Adam praising and pushing for the person who still sing. Reagan didn't sing. You know what? As sorry she got sick, but that right there, she's out. If that would have happened to anybody else, they would have been out. This would have never happened with anybody else.
This isn't like a one-week show, though.
I want to go back to another show that Corey loves, that I love it too.
Naked and Afraid.
And we watch it often together. Guys Grocery Games.
Okay.
What?
The Food Network.
Food Network Guys Grocery Games.
Okay.
How many times have we seen Guy, when a contestant in the first round, when there's four contestants and one has to go home, and a contestant at the end, after the plating, they finally realize, oh, hey, you cut yourself. We can't test your food. And how many times has guys say, oh, hey, we're going to let you guys come up, let the other three vote, and if you're going to let them stay and go to the next round, we'll have a double elimination, or do we just cut that person out since they can't get judged? And no matter what they vote on, the guy always says, well, I'm going to let them go to the second round anyways.
Okay.
Right? I don't think that that's accurate. Because if someone mistakenly cuts themselves and gets blood in the food and they can't present something for the judge to actually eat, that's an elimination.
No.
Because that's
not in the first
cross
round.
Contamination. You
not
can't,
in the first
you
round.
Can't if, bleed if you, in your food if they, and, they, and then serve it to the
if,
judge.
If they did, I've seen it four different times.
I've seen plates with blood go to the judges and that person get the boot.
I saw plates. They're right after they finish plating, they say, time's up. they say, oh, hey, oh, man, I think I cut myself.
That they're and out.
No.
I have never seen somebody go through that and cut themselves.
I will Hulu it for people.
That have cut themselves and then gotten treatment and then got back in the fight and was able to present, that's fine. But if a chef, that's unprofessional. If a chef goes and they're cooking and they don't realize that they cut themselves and they bled all over the food and the food can't go to the judges, they're out.
But it's not
necessarily
happens,
on
though.
The food. It's not necessarily on the food. The thing is they realize at the end of plating that they have a cut. There's no visible blood on the food and they have no idea what time they cut themselves. So because of that, they can't serve their food because there might be a possibility of cross-contamination.
Right.
But they give them the chance to go forth because their food's unservable. I've seen that happen 4 different times in your beloved game. What I am saying is he did not completely brush over DeAndre Ayton's performance.
No, he didn't.
No, he said,
hey, bro, you got all these rebounds. I'm sorry, basketball? Never mind. he said, look, man, I am shocked that you are here. He said that in the first, in the beginning. I watched this recently.
Okay,
said,
you wished it.
And that was disrespectful when he said that, though.
I wish Shire this.
Don't you?
Very recently.
You don't think that was disrespectful?
That saying, I'm surprised that you're here, that was disrespectful, but the rest, no.
No, he's saying, I'm surprised that you are in the bottom three. He's like, this confuses me because you are so great. He said, your performance tonight was amazing. That being said, I would be completely remiss if I didn't fight for someone who wasn't unable to fight for themselves.
Because DeAndre did his thing. He performed. It was up to America, not Adam Levine.
But Adam Levine's influence is what changed the vote. Nah. That's not what he shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the coaches are there to do.
Okay.
They're there to influence the votes on for those bottom three.
Okay.
Yes, it was maybe a weird situation because Adam Levine had two of his final two contestants in the game. Why the Twitterverse exploded is because Adam should not. Reagan should have, number one, Kelly Clarkson, I know I can't compare Reagan to Kelly Clarkson, but Kelly Clarkson was not feeling very well that night either and still got up there and performed her ass off. Reagan could have done the same thing. It's 7, 8, 9 weeks of performance back-to-back nonstop. I'm sure a lot of other people on that show are not feeling very well.
And I'm pretty sure that Justin Timberlake can keep continuing singing his guitar even though his doctors say take another month off. I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure that Donald Glover could have kept going at Childish Gambino even though he broke his ankle. Preach. I'm just saying.
Can I volley another way this could have went?
Please.
DeAndre could have performed. Adam could have said, great job. You knocked it out of the park. America, vote for you because Reagan did not perform. She didn't step up. She's a good singer, but she didn't step up for this moment. So DeAndre, all you. So let's say she is battling. Reagan is battling some mental anxiety. What's that? That's going to cripple her.
This whole thing is going to cripple her. No matter what, this whole fallout from that whole thing happening is going to cripple her.
Wrong
if band. if she is that fragile in this competition, she will never make it in the music industry. They will chew her up and spit her out, and she will be on the first flight to Pornville before she's 17 years old.
Whoa.
She won't be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
She will be rags to riches. She'll be out there dancing topless on Hollywood Boulevard.
Has Adam Levine released a statement about this?
Adam Levine has said nothing.
Good for him.
DeAndre, what do you mean good for him? Good he should him. Speak up why he took Reagan's, why he took a side of a limp horse over a stallion.
No, I think saying nothing is better right now for him.
I think the way it could have happened. Please, DT.
What?
You said, I thought you were going
to
say
something. No, I was going to say, well, you're talking about her not being able to perform in this industry and everything. We got to also take into account, this girl is only 14 years old. She's only 14 years old.
Right.
DeAndre is what, 27?
No, 20. He's 20.
He's 20. He has a whole 6 years.
Little girl still got homework is what he's trying to say.
He was not on The Voice! 6 years ago, he was not on Team Adam. 6 years ago, this dude
He has 6 whole years on this girl to make a career of himself. He should be in the porn right now.
Whoa.
On a Saturday weekend. What?
I agree. I definitely.
I'm just saying.
I'd watch
that. We need to get.
You don't think that what Adam Levine did was wrong. And I'm not hating. I am a fan of Adam Levine. That's why this is such a problem. Adam Levine is like the last little clean boy in rock we got.
Is he though?
Kind of.
I don't think what he did was the greatest, but at the same time, I don't think it's as bad as everyone else is making it out to be.
I don't find any fault in it because, again, he's not sitting there voting. He's saying, hey, okay, I'm going to have to stand up for Reagan because she did not.
What he did was he said, look, hey, everybody, this performance, this guy should not even be in the bottom. You guys know he shouldn't be in the bottom, but there's another person on my team who wasn't able to perform tonight, and we should probably think of both of them.
Think about the way he said it. There's another little girl. I'm a dad. I have a girl at home. There's another little girl that's not able to defend herself. You know when Reagan should have defended herself? She should have defended herself on Monday night with her song performance. Then she would have never been in the bottom three to begin with, and we wouldn't be in this situation.
She was already getting sick.
That's where she should have defended herself.
She was already getting sick.
And anxiety and stress and stuff like that. I get anxiety. My show stopped twice today, Reagan, and I'm still talking. I don't go home because of anxiety and stuff like that. But if the suits of BDB Radio Network came in here and said, hey, Corey's got anxiety. He's not going to be able to perform today. Please go and listen to AmeriCast with Jim Amato. I'd be shooting people in the face. Adam Levine should not have dogged DeAndre like that in front of people. He tried to clean it up. Then Kelly Clarkson came back and tried to clean it up as well. It was a crappy move. No way. No matter how you look at it.
I think he meant well.
I'm sure he meant well, but it didn't go over very well.
It did actually, because Reagan did.
You know what?
Get
and
saved.
You know what? America is going to be spiteful as hell. Because I guarantee you, Reagan is going to be on the first bus to hell next week.
She's a cute little white girl. They're not going to be spiteful.
You got a point there, too. All right, let's take a quick break right here. Good Lord, we're running a little late. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be back.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
I'm going to close my eyes right now.
You want to be fed?
You're just going to have me.
Is that what he's asking?
He's asking me to feed him.
No, you're just going to hand me the fork, and I got to tell you which pie it is.
And then you need to burp him and change him afterwards.
And if I get it right?
That's not going to work.
We'll see.
You know it's not going to work.
I don't know. What if I said pie A was pie B?
You're just going to be doing that because you know my feelings are hurt because DA f***ed up the game.
No, just do it, DA. Just do it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Let's just say, hey, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to put it on my pen.
I don't know.
I'm just going to grab a from another I'll let you know if it's my
take your pants off.
But we won't know. You can literally feed me pie B again.
You are going to know. It's your.
You can literally feed me pie B again, or you can feed me pie A, and I'm not going to know.
So you're saying you're going to close your eyes and open your mouth.
My eyes are already closed.
Okay, so open your mouth. Okay, hold on.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
I hold your hands just like
my mother will start to worry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by the aforementioned Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen. Afterburn is our monthly bonus show, and that clip you just heard, folks, is from the December episode. And oh my God, DA, I'm still mad at you.
What did I do?
You screwed up the whole pie judging.
No, you screwed up your pie.
Get the episode and the anthology of Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It's a simple $3 a month, folks. You won't even know that $3. You probably lost $3 yesterday and don't even realize it.
No, I realized it.
You know,
my son can't eat.
Well, you know what? Be like DA and not feed your son and get an Afterburn subscription at fatguyradioshow.com. afterburn. It's okay. We could talk through that commercial because it's our commercial.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, afterburn. We actually are having a good time, bro.
How did a pie talk turn into a peen talk?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think they had to buy afterburn to see, hear that.
I agree. You know how to answer that question?
By smelling DJ's breath?
Subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Your mother.
All right, so let's wrap up this Adam Levine thing in a tight little ass bow. By the way, Adam Levine has no butt.
Haven't looked.
What is your quick synopsis, DA, of the whole shenanigans? What is your feeling on the whole thing uninterrupted?
My whole feeling is that Adam Levine felt DeAndre killed it. He said, okay, you did good. America saw you do good. Let me just speak up for Reagan, who is... may or may not be battling some issues herself that could not perform. Mm-hmm. Let me just speak up for her, make her feel welcome, make her feel good, and then we'll just leave it into America's hands. No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul.
Finn.
You don't think, and I know I said without any question.
No, ask away.
You don't think he influenced that outcome?
No. Okay, influence is a big word. There are influencers. People influence people to smoke crack. Are you just going to smoke crack?
You don't think that what Adam said influenced America or influenced the people at that time? I won't say America because everybody in America does not watch The Voice.
Can you break down people strong opinions?
Do you think, okay, fine. Maybe people were on the fence between DeAndre and Reagan, and maybe he tugged at the heartstrings of people that were watching because he parlayed Reagan into his own little family, and people love Adam's family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see the thing.
Get it?
Adam's family.
Da 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 da.
I get it.
Well, see the thing with me is the whole you're super upset about this, but there's another travesty that happened this past Monday that no one is talking about.
What happened on Monday?
On Monday, the fact that Mark Sanchez is starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins and Colin Kaepernick can't even get a job in the NFL.
I've been done with football.
Blackballed. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That is a bigger travesty, though.
It's not.
I'm just saying. Butt fumble has a starting position.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez.
So how do you feel about the Adam Levine issue, DT?
I feel that he is being wrongfully misjudged by a fat guy who has no idea who Mark Sanchez is.
I don't care who Mark Sanchez is.
But you did not deny wrongfully.
Free cap. Let him back in the league.
We're not talking about
him. Hey, two black hands up.
I can barely get
four black hands.
I can barely get you guys to talk about the topics at hand, and you're just now making
Well, y'all two are light-skinned, so that's like one. So three
black hands.
Three black hands.
I am never feeding them ever again. Never feeding this group ever
again. Cap for president 2020.
I want to go home. I want my mommy.
I'm running on the no butt fumble premise.
What did Adam Levine do to you?
Adam Levine didn't do anything to me. It's the way Adam Levine handled that whole thing on Tuesday.
There is no...
I was a huge fan of Adam. There was a better way to handle
it. No, there's not.
The better way to handle it is to give your plea for DeAndre and then mention Reagan.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, there is no... And the thing, the reason why I bring up the whole Kaepernick thing, because that same thing was said about Kaepernick. Oh, there is a better way to handle protesting injustice in America than kneeling for the flag. He started off by just sitting down and was told, oh, hey, there's a better way to do this, to protest the national anthem, kneel. By veterans said, it's a more better thing if you kneel. And then everyone was like, oh, there's a better way. We had a former employee of the BDB Radio Network said that he should just say, I'm not going to eat eggs anymore and protest for brutal. And I was like, the heck?
Yeah, who said that?
No, we don't know. I don't remember.
But there was all these different ways. And then when he actually went out and did stuff with it, everyone was like, you're still going the wrong way about it. Which lets us know that in America, there is no right way to protest or state your opinion, because there's always going to be someone on the opposite side who says you should have did it better.
I don't think he should have did it better. Well, I'm not saying he should have did it better. He should have did it differently.
Yeah. And no matter which way, if he would have did the same thing, if he would have did it your way and said, oh, hey, he would have pleaded for DeAndre and was like, hey, DeAndre, you did a great job. You, ladies and gentlemen, this man did not deserve to be here in the bottom two and everything. And then at the very end, say, you know what? As a father, I feel for the 14-year-old girl who could not fight for herself. So I'd say that you guys should consider her as well, even though she couldn't sing tonight. You and then she wins again. You still say he gave her the Judas kiss.
AB Davis off of the Facebook says you're on the show. You should perform. Sick or not. Get up there and fake it. We've had people fall apart and cry
on
the show.
Not on that, but
I added the sick
or
not.
You added words. I feel like you should have did that better. You should have did that differently.
I was looking for it.
Should have handled that misquote different.
I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. On his Instagram, he responded to all the controversy. DeAndre Nico.
Yes, DeAndre did. He also went on local Dallas or wherever he's from.
How did he feel about
NBC.
It?
He felt that he was dogged by Adam.
I didn't get that from reading the statement, and now I really want to find that statement.
He felt like he was dogged by Adam, and that was one of his responses on the reply. So let's take a quick break right here. Let's take a quick break, and we can try to find those because everybody just went silent. I'm trying to look for that damn thing, but I think I found it on accesshollywood.com.
I think I found it too.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about that on the we'll get his response on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be back.
Ooh, toys, but I don't need no gifts to bring me joy. Baby, I haven't hung my mistletoe. Cause without you, baby, I can't see no.
If it's funny and laughter you seek, with a bit of weirdo and intrigue, then the words I am rhyming this day, I advise that you hear and obey. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock, to the internet we broadcast abroad. Out to iPads and tablets you'll see. It's our live stream of radio that's free. So join in to the talks and the squawks. Through your words, we will share all your thoughts. On the Facebook, it's live that we stream. Every Thursday, come in, we won't scream. It is radio that all can come see. Bring a friend, grab a drink, come with me. Fat Guy Radio Show at 7 o'clock. It's the hottest show here on our block.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Santa brings you to
No, I just heard a lot of Hondas.
I heard a Wanda Anaconda.
I don't want an Anaconda.
And it fits because Corey kind of looks like E Honda from Street Fighter.
Oh, Black E Honda.
Oh, we're going to do another comparison, aren't we? We didn't get over the damn E40.
Just move your hand really fast like this.
Somebody pull a car in here.
But you can.
Let's see how fast you can beat it up.
I hate both of y'all right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shody Whoa Whoa Whoa. This portion of the show, we still have a commercial to go there.
Oh, Mookie. Did we?
Yeah, we got a third person. We got a fourth sponsor back. I know, right? Yeah, we didn't point out the fact that we lost one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by the world's most comfortable crash pad, Purple Mattress. Red and green aren't the only holiday colors. Choose purple, and purple will give away any of their products now through December. Oh, crap.
That's a nice one.
Wrong commercial. Purple is getting into the holiday spirit, so you should get into a purple mattress. Let the stress of the holidays melt away during the most restful sleep you'll ever have on your purple mattress. Get started today by clicking the purple mattress banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Purple, your not-so-rosy cheeks will love it. I'm telling you right now, this is one of those shows where I feel like I'm working backwards. All right. So I couldn't find the audio because why? The story just keeps growing hairs. I couldn't find the response, but the response that I found, DA, was him saying that he felt slighted.
Okay, and that was on like an interview?
Yes, with his local news station.
Okay, so on his Instagram, you can never take an L when you're operating from your heart.
Yeah, he mentioned that too.
So even though I didn't win, I still won. The experience on The Voice itself, my phone went black, is a win for me. I give all honor to God for giving me the exposure needed for my next steps in life. To my family, Voice family, and the fans, no way I can personally thank all of you, but know that I love you all entirely. All is well on my end. My journey continues. Now y'all get DeAndre Nico himself. There's work to be done. Stay tuned. Black hand emoji. Black flex emoji. Hunt it.
I don't know what the end of that all was, but okay, I get it. You know what? That's a classy response
that
by
is.
Him. Which furthermore proves to me that he got the Levine shaft. He got the Judas kiss from Levine. That's a genuine guy right there. Handling this situation is genuine. Now.
Maybe he didn't get the Adam Levine shaft, and that's why he got outed.
Well, I hope Adam Levine isn't giving the shaft to Reagan Strange.
She's only 14.
13.
14.
14.
I was just listening to R. Kelly the other day, too.
Keep it on the down low.
Well, I feel the way that I feel, and I got to thank everybody on After the Levels. Literally, I'm still getting tweets and retweets of it.
Nice.
As it is today. So thank you guys very much. And for all of you that have found the show through After the Levels, thank you so much. Hope you track with us and keep around and leave your comments and retweets and all this other stuff. And we won't mention them as big, huge blunder of a mistake I made. We won't get into that.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
I won't tell you.
You don't need to know. We ain't got nobody wants.
Hey, before we move from this Adam Levine thing.
Nobody got time for that.
Before we move from this, did you say you're not a fan anymore?
No, I'm still a fan of Adam Levine.
Don't let that break.
That's why I'm so passionate about this. It's because I am a fan of Adam Levine.
Name two songs.
That's not a fan.
I'm not a fan. Hey, you know what this is?
Literally did This Love.
No, you know what this is right here?
I don't know
here?
Any of his songs.
DT, you know what this is right here?
What?
My whole ass. You can kiss my whole ass.
Put you on the spot. Ask me to name two Ice Cube songs. I'm going to name 20.
Ain't nobody ever going to ask you that.
Hey, question.
Answer.
Right off the bat. Gavin DeGraw, two songs, go.
I don't want to be, and I will love you more than anything.
Ugh. It took you a long time.
I know, right?
And I can't even verify.
I can't pull them off the top of my head.
I would have been like straight off the bat. I would have been like fire.
That's the most recent one.
Exactly.
Give me two Michael Jackson songs.
Michael Jackson songs. Go.
Okay. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough and Pretty Young Thing.
Ooh.
Hit me another one, the one that you know that I will know, and I'll still try to struggle.
Here we go. Whitney Houston, two songs, go.
I Will Always Love You and and I'm the Queen of the Night. The Queen of the Night. Oh yes. Yeah,
name it or sing it? I mean, okay.
That's the only way I can remember it.
I'll give it to him.
Okay. We're giving it to you.
You know what? You don't have to give it to me. I'm taking it, bitch.
Taking it with that Adam Levine shaft.
I know, right?
Taking it with that. Hey, I think. Oh, all right. Back to the show. Okay. All right, Trey's watching. done with the Adam Levine thing. I'm over it. Leave your comments if you like at afterthelevels.com. It's right there at the top. We just posted it. Please continue to retweet it. And I thank you and I love you guys so much for all the support on my blog. And I think what it's not the fact that I did such an amazing write up. I think I just hit I caught the train while it was before it pulled out the station.
Oh yeah. You rode that wave.
I caught the wave.
Yeah.
I caught the wave.
Yeah.
Because I tried to fix the blunder that I did and that didn't get caught up in the wave.
What's the blunder?
Ashley King says, I am every woman off the face.
I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby. and do it naturally.
Did you accidentally eat a salad?
No, I didn't accidentally eat a salad. Everyone!
Accidentally!
Anything you want done, baby? Do it naturally. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
No, I added the wrong Adam Levine on Twitter.
Wow. You just added a random Adam Levine.
And blew up his Twitter.
Yeah.
How did you find that out?
The Twitterverse told me.
Yeah.
And he gay.
You said he what?
He gay.
Oh, you added a gay one?
Is he really?
That's what I heard.
I don't think so.
Now you're gay shaming.
Canceled. Look, this dude's name is one letter off of the celebrity. He has got to be used to it.
But are you following Adam Levine on Twitter?
Yes.
Then it should have popped up right on top.
And it did. The other one did you tag? Did it have a blue check?
Probably not.
No, it didn't.
So it wasn't verified? Wow.
Wait,
wow.
Adam's real one isn't verified either.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't even need to look. I've never seen Adam Levine's Twitter. It's verified.
Well, the guy that I tagged by accident.
What is his name? Adam Levine?
The Levine, the I in the Levine is a one.
No, the E is an A.
Levine?
Wow.
So the guy should be completely, he should be completely aware of this. And he's in San Ramon, California. He's an entrepreneur and investor.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out, buddy.
Of gay porn, right?
He hasn't posted since July 2018.
He deleted his Twitter a long time ago.
He had to. And it's just still out there. So gay, you know, porn. What? No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. With gay porn.
He's not gay. It has nothing to do with him being gay. It says nothing about him being gay. Okay. He's in the cryptocurrency, blockchain, branding, and media.
Oh, that's gay.
I took the words right out of my mouth.
That's kind of gay, too.
But my Twitter... After the Levels readers got my back, and when they started retweeting it, they retweeted it to the real Adam Levine.
They got me.
I love him.
And then he's probably looking at it like, who's that prick, Adam Levine?
Levina. Adam Levina.
He's a real jerk.
Didn't we almost have it all? Oh, Jim Amato, don't make me sing the Lady K like that. You know. The nights we had until the morning.
Now that's singing, DT. Woo! That's singing. Whatever BS you was doing, that ain't singing. That was singing.
Never. See, he's a higher voice than me. I'm more like a Michael McDonald. Y'all won't be there. Again. Oh, no, y'all don't know.
You're more like Ronald McDonald, please.
Lady K, didn't we almost have it all?
Nah, he's the purple one.
Woo. Jim Amato, you did that.
I'll give you a dollar if you tell me his name.
Snuffleupagus.
Hey, boys, can I show you a video?
Nope. Yes. Thank you.
All right. For our live stream viewers, we got to let you know right now, viewer discretion is advised.
Can I say it in the proper voice?
Yes, please.
Live stream viewers, viewer discretion is advised.
Uh-oh.
Wait, we're going to do it properly again, and I'm going to give you the right kicker
on
that.
Doing it properly.
Doing it properly.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a hit.
He don't even know what the original song was.
I bet you he doesn't.
I don't.
No, I represent Queen. She was raised
out of Brooklyn. Come on, who sung that? Who rapped that?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. LL.
Don't want a hint.
Cool Whip.
LL Bean, the clothing designer?
You know you've never worn one piece of LL Bean in your life.
Nope, can't fit it.
I know you can't.
Can't even fit the socks.
Spandex can only go so far.
Hey, I put something on one time, but I heard a pop and a snap, and I ain't seen it since.
Put it back on the rack like, oop.
Yeah.
Get up out of here.
All right. Viewer discretion is advised. DT, go ahead and give it to us properly.
Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. So those of you... that are streaming this at home, and those of you that are watching the replay, seriously, viewer discretion is advised, because this video is very graphic and some people may find it disturbing. Okay, but in Los Angeles, California, on the streets of LA, a a surveillance camera caught a man startling and interacting with passerbyers. So the video starts off with a gentleman sitting on a park, on a bench outside of a building, and he seems to be homeless, and reports have said that he's homeless. Mm-hmm. But what happens in the video caught on surveillance is absolutely mind-boggling, and I'm going to do my best to talk you through what we're seeing here. So we're showing the video up. There's a lady walking down a sidewalk. A man startles her, and she just walks by him. The man is wearing a hoodie, just a normal other street of the day. Cuts forward a little bit, and here comes a man, and he shoves another passerby in front into the street in front of a moving truck that slams on its brakes, and the man gets pinned under the truck. Then bystanders come to the man's aid. Here it is again. Very, very graphic. Please, please, please turn away if graphic images disturb you. Very, very, very graphic video.
Wow.
This happened this week on the streets of LA. Now, I looked up this and I didn't know whether or not I wanted to put this dude in the Bitch of the Year nominee conversation, or if I wanted to put the people that came to help that dude in the America F Yeah content. But this came out today. How horrible.
Yeah, that's a little jacked up.
How horrific of a video was it? Was that? DA, you saw that for the first time.
Yeah, I grew up on Rotten.com, so it's like a 3. You know,
it's not that bad. If the guy's head would have been flattened out and exploded,
that's really bad.
Then it would have been bad.
The American F Yeah should go to that truck driver with those quick reflexes to stop.
That's what, or the guy that came out of the shop to help the guy.
Yeah.
The dude was just walking down the street minding his business, and home dude just popped up off the park bench and said, "Booyah, here's a truck in your face.
Surprise.
Surprise, bitch. Here's a truck."
And here's the thing, too. America F. Yeah, if somebody would have popped that dude in the face, why didn't anybody detain him?
They did. They fought. The story, it doesn't show in the video, but the story online says that the store owners and a couple of people followed the guy for a couple of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
When police did, he has been apprehended. He has been arrested.
Attempted murder.
But he was also, and he has been charged on attempted murder.
Good.
But he was very combative, according to reports, with police.
Mm-hmm.
And he's clearly a homeless guy that's probably all whacked out of his mind.
Pleading insanity.
The bad thing about this is this video is going viral, and this dude is going to be made famous.
Yeah, but he's going to be in prison too, though.
He may or may not be in prison.
I mean, he's going to be in a psych ward at least.
Okay, in a psych ward, or he might be on home surveillance where he doesn't, where he has to just be monitored for 3 hours.
He ain't got no home.
Well, they'll put him in a home.
Wow.
Maybe he did that so he can go to jail.
Yeah.
So that he can have 3 hots in the car.
3 hots in the car. I was literally about to say that.
He almost killed someone so he could have a warm bed and food.
3 hots in a car, yeah. To guarantee it for a long-term thing, yeah.
Hey, life in prison guarantees you ain't never sleeping on the street again.
And medical care, too, if there is something wrong with him.
That is just saying. So, what the hell is wrong with America?
Our president?
He did not destroy America in the little two years he's been in there.
Oh, you're right. Obama did some of that.
Yeah, Obama did a lot of that.
Try going back to the founding fathers, you two boobs.
Don't you dare talk about Jebediah that way.
Andrew Jackson is the father of black people.
Abraham Lincoln shouldn't have did what he did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we had.
We just sold out, huh?
That's all that. No. You see where we're still doing this show? We ain't sold out hard enough.
Oh, okay.
All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Make sure to drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
And Doug the DA Andrew.
Yeah, that me too.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, look them square in the eyes and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.